with more than 50% of Arizona's population vaccinated, people are spending more of their days at restaurants, sports bars, and the farmers market.
I feel much, much better that we don't have the mandate, so it's not so restricted.
I'm just glad that people feel good again and they feel safe again.
Everything is opening up, so I'm glad.
But not everyone in Arizona is able to adapt so quickly to the new normal. Samantha Hall, a 27-year-old Phoenix resident, is one of Arizona's 157,000 citizens with intellectual and developmental disabilities. She's been singing for 5 years at Arizona's Recreation Center for the Handicapped. The program offers life skills and recreational activities for people living with disabilities. But when the pandemic hit, the singing stopped.
I was scared, really scared, like, oh my gosh, and I'm gonna die? Are people gonna die because this is a whole new thing for us?
Arch closed its doors in March of last year, and Samantha's isolation took over.
The hardest part is not seeing my friends and not doing the performing arts stuff like we always did.
Gigi Hall is Samantha's mother, and she also saw the change in her daughter's behavior.
So she watched TV and slept a lot, so that was absolutely very depressing for her.
But Gigi wasn't the only one who saw how the pandemic affected people with special needs. John Mayers is the director of the ARC of Arizona, a nonprofit advocating for the rights of people with disabilities.
We started to see that their discomfort, their aggressions in some cases, their inability to cope with this kind of disruption came to the fore.
Which is why Grace Jones is prioritizing the participants. She's the adult services director for ARCH, where 40% of its clients have yet to return.
That was a drastic change, and just trying to find ways to still stay in contact with the members that weren't here.
And after 7 weeks of isolation, Samantha has finally returned to ARCH. For the Hearst Awards Championship, I'm Natalie Science.